So do you give him carboplatin Taxol? Do you give him cisplatin, vinorelbine, and cetuximab according to the FLEX study? Do you give him carbotaxol and Bev? He doesn't have hemoptysis. He does have vascular disease, which always concerns you a little bit. And how do you think about the use of Bev in someone like him? Do you look at some of the data from Giorgio that was presented at World Lung in Seoul and think about cisplatin and pemetrexed for someone who has an adenocarcinoma? Or do you think about some of the data from this year's ASCO where carboplatin paclitaxel for 4 cycles or some other carboplatin-based regimen followed by immediate pemetrexed? And you know, I struggle with this because I actually think you could make a case for any of these 5 options for treating Mr. Walsh. And I was kind of curious what the group
This is a classic case. And I guess the other thing we should mention is whether or not this patient would have been eligible for 4599.
His anticoagulants,
aspirin and Plavix,
are going to make you worry about Avastin. The other thing of interest in this case, of course, is the very central nature of his tumor. And not only is his tumor very central, but the high SUV uptake is right exactly where his pulmonary artery sits.
But all the
this particular case, I think there are some Avastin eligibility issues.
Wait a second. All of the subset analyses from both ECOG 4599 and from AVAIL have shown that tumor location is not a predictive factor for severe hemoptysis or for pulmonary hemorrhage.
Can we just clarify the thing about anticoagulation also? Because there are a lot of questions from docs in practice about that, Dr. Wozniak. What do we know about Bev and anticoagulation? That was an issue that came up with the AVAIL study.
Well, it's still actually one of the contraindications. If you're on a full-dose anticoagulation, it's still considered a contraindication. On the AVAIL trial, though, there were people who were anticoagulated who did not have any more difficulty with hemorrhage than the patients who were not. So there is also a number of trials, and I think we're going to talk about some safety issues with the subsequent abstracts, but in the ARES trial where they were looking at day-to-day patients on bevacizumab, there were also not problems with the patients who were anticoagulated. So my feeling is that it is probably safe, but it's hard to recommend it right now just because it's still considered a contraindication.